You mentioned our next guest name, Mitch Grigg. He's entering his fourth year for the Adelaide Football Club, looking to really consolidate his position in the side. He joins us now. Mitch, how are you?
Good, thanks, boys. How are you?
Yeah, we're very well. Now, all the reports we're hearing is that you're absolutely burning up the track. You're happy with the way it's gone so far this year?
I wouldn't say burning up the track, but come back in reasonable nick from the off-season, which is one of my goals, and running okay now. So, just on to the footy stuff. I wasn't the only one that came back okay. I mean, a lot of the other boys, I think we had 20-plus guys running PB, so... The whole squad's in pretty good nick.
You signed a one-year extension at the end of last year. Always a good incentive, just the one-year deal, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. It gives you a bit of a kick up the arse, and you got to make something of yourself to get that next opportunity. So, I mean, that's what I'll be doing this year, that's for sure.
How different's the strength and conditioning program now with Birdman there? What are you doing differently, or are you pretty much the same?
It's pretty similar. Maybe a little bit more relaxed, a bit more run by the players, I think. That's probably one of the main changes you'd probably say. But, yeah, apart from that, I mean, there's not really too many other changes.
So when you say ran by the players, say you had to do 8 200, you say, well, you know what, we've just done 6, we're all right. Well, just for those that don't know.
Yeah, if only it worked like that. It's a bit more structured by the players, I think. So just a little bit more say.
So they had more input.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I'll give you an example. I read an article, and then I was down at training today, where each player who, you know, say you got your iPhone, and it's got a playlist on it. During the warm-up, each player has a turn at putting their iPod into the big speaker system, and it belts out your favourite tunes during the warm-up.
So the speakers around Amy. Yeah.
Well, you've got a big, they had a big setup there. Now, whose was today? Because it was a reasonable set today from what I heard.
Yeah, it was a reasonable set, actually, and, I'll put my hand up for that one.
Oh, really?
Mitchie Grigsby!
And I didn't even know that.
I was the man today, and we've had Charlie, we've had Jake Kelly and Big Saucer, so it's my turn to pick next, so I think I might pick the old Butcher McKay.
So do you have that all week? You play the music all week or just one training session?
I think it's every couple of training sessions just to help lift the mood a bit and get the boys going early. We only have it in the warm-up and in the conditioning. So,
okay.
Otherwise, we're going to work at training. So,
okay, so what did you roll with first? What was your first number? What was the first bracket? For the music, what did you roll out first?
Music, a bit of JB.
Who's he?
A bit of Justin Bieber.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
It was James Brayshaw.
He's the man these days.
Serious?
Had a bit of Crowded House in there as well.
Yeah,
so
I heard that.
Bit of a mix-up.
Okay. No. Justin Bieber, he is not the man.
Oh, hang on.
He's a little punchy, five foot two midget.
Well, hang on. He's probably about 21 now. You remember him as a 13-year-old, probably, Stephen, when he burst onto the scene.
Certainly wasn't a fan back in his younger days. But
now he's manned up a bit with a little bit of rough.
He's starting to come of age.
Actually, I agree. Did you see Bix in the stands while we've got you on this sort of note? Did you see him in the stands watching training?
I didn't, sorry. No, I was,
Well, you might not have recognised him with this big bushy beard that he's been able to grow in the last 8 weeks.
Oh, I think we better straighten this up a little bit, Mitch. Now, talk to us about where you're most likely to play this year, because that's been, well, I guess we talked about consolidating a spot in the side. You've never been able to make one spot your own. Where are you hoping to do that this year?
Like you said, it's been hard to try and consolidate a spot. And, this year is probably going to be one of the hardest years out of all of mine to do that. We've got a lot of blokes pushing, especially where I like to play, through the wing, half forward, on ball. If I could say right now where I wanted to play, it'd probably be the wing. Is that outside run and run and carry and try and hit some targets up forward. But, with the likes of Cito and Rory Atkins is really training the house down and, got a few blokes running through there now. So it's definitely pushing for spots.
Well, one thing that I guess is in your favour a little bit, with the interchange numbers coming down, it becomes more of an endurance game, and you are an endurance athlete, so that's got to help your cause a little bit?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. Our training very much has been a lot more endurance-focused this year, not so much repeat speed stuff and lactic stuff, all about that longer distance stuff. But, hopefully it'll help me a little bit, but I don't think that comes much into consideration I think, you know, if you can play footy, you can probably get past that.
And the sub's gone, so you and Jared Lyon will be happy with that.
Yeah, I think Jared will buddy threw a party for it, but yeah, he's a very happy man.
Good man. How are you finding the new coach, Pikey?
Yeah, no, he's definitely got a hold of the group very well, and you know, all the boys respect him really well already. So you know, love the way he speaks to the group, and he really keeps everyone involved, and so he's been really good for us so far.
Many noticeable changes at all with game style, I guess.
Game style, I think probably a bit more free flowing. Just see it as it is and play the game out. It's not so regimented, I suppose you could say. You know, it's just up to the players, really. Play the game how it needs to be played. So I think, yeah, just not as structured when it comes to playing footy.
I think we had Pikey in. He mentioned a number of times, play what's in front of you. You like hearing those words, Mitch?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right.
So. Hey, you've just been through a pretty heavy training load. I understand last week was as tough as it's going to get. You're tapering off now a little bit, leading into some practice matches and then the NAB Challenge.
Yeah, definitely. Last week was a massive week for us, and certainly enjoyed lighter day today. But it's definitely put us in good stead for the practice games coming up and NAB Cup.
Still on Dom Pike, he got Justin Langer in to talk to the group. We haven't spoken to any players since he was in there, old Alfie. How was that? Was there a take-home message?
He was actually really good. He's obviously someone that you can really learn off. He's like, it's a different sport, but very similar sort of attributes. And I think probably the one thing we took out is you create your own, or you create the change room you walk into. So basically, like, anyone comes into the club, as soon as they can walk into the change room, you know what the club's on about. So I think that was one of the biggest messages we took out of him. It's all that work ethic. It doesn't come easy. I mean, some blokes are very talented, but if you're not willing to put the hard work in, you won't make it. So that was probably two of his main points.
Fantastic. And I think Leighton Hewitt was down there before the Aussie Open, and Jack Bobridge as well. So it's good to see those ambassadors strolling through the club. It's great.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely good to get Leighton down there. And he's going all right in the doubles, I think, at the moment. I'm not sure if he's played.
No, he's out, mate. Sorry to tell you.
Oh, they lost today?
Yes.
Damn.
Big Sam Groth.
Yep.
Yeah, they got a bit excited, the pair of them, didn't they?
Well, they did, but then they ran into the top seeds, I think, and they got bundled out.
Hey, and we hear Brad Crouch is going all right. He's moving well. Everyone's got their eyes on him as the saviour.
Yeah, no, Crouchy, he's come along really well. He's thrown the house down, and, we'll be looking for him to start round one, I would have thought. But, he's looking really fit and in good touch.
And what about the new guys? There's a few down there?
Yeah, a few new guys. I think probably a couple of standouts at the moment. Probably, Cedo. He's training the house down, running really hard, and good to see Kirtley Hampton. He's back on the track now and doing full training. So didn't realise how quick he was, but he's probably give Charlie a run for his money.
Serious?
Sure.
Wow.
It's interesting. Having a little look today, Paul Seedsman looks very much like Brody Smith. They've got a similar gait and similar size and same colour hair. So, Roe, that might be a little bit of a nightmare. Is that something you've picked up, Mitch? They look a bit the same?
Yeah, I suppose they've got a couple of similarities. Smithers would probably say he's got bigger pops, but he's definitely training the house down, and I think he's something that can really add something to the team.
Bigger what? Pops?
Bit of pipes.
Oh, pipes, that's arms.
Yeah.
Oh, Des and Troy, destroy. Serious?
Yeah.
Hey, Griggy, what do you do outside of footy?
I'm actually doing Cert 3 in landscaping. So a lot of the boys think I'm crazy, but on my day off, I go out with a bloke called Matty Thomas. He's based up in Milo up at the Adelaide Hills. And his company is called Stringy Bark Landscaping. So I've been working with him on my days off and working towards getting my Cert 3.
Okay, so what do they specialise in? Moss rocks?
Oh, they'll do everything. They've got a lot of machinery and bobcats and excavators. So they'll, range from, just your normal garden maintenance to, creating a brand new backyard. So, I think my aspirations are to eventually own my own business. But, he's definitely helping me in the right direction.
You had a chainsaw in your hands? You whipped down any big trees, Mitch?
Well, I have actually. I mean, my old man's an arborist, so he's with Austral Tree Services. So he's I've grown up working with him. It's been really good, and he's helped me out, and it gives me a bit of a mental release from footy too.
Yeah, good.
So this is what happens in the summer holidays over Christmas. You follow the players on Twitter and Instagram, and you see Sloaney, he's lying on a beach in Thailand or somewhere, and then you see Mitch Grigg hanging off the end of the shovel, digging a dirty great big hole. So,
well if you need any steel shop chainsaws, Paul's a good Nord, good Crows man. Down at the steel shop, paint him. He'll load you up.
I'm actually just moved into a new house. I'm probably after a mower and a whippersnipper. So
done.
We'll sort you out there, mate.
Paul Madden, steel shop, paint him. Bang, boom.
Hey, Mitch. Thanks for having a chat with us, mate, and having a bit of fun. Good luck for this year. We really hope it works out well for you. We mentioned you got that 1 year extension. We hope that you have a great year and that extends for a few more. Good on you, mate.
Yeah. Appreciate that, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Greggy, before we quickly let you go, we're interactive. We've got a text, 1-999-1395. Do you do stump removal, was the question?
Yes, they can, yes.
Your dad? What's your dad's company?
Austral Tree Services. Ask for Chris Grigg.
Austral Tree Services, for that text. They do stump removal.
Yeah.
And they'll actually fix up trees. So thanks for that, Greggy. We might get your dad a couple little jobbies.
Beautiful.
Good man, Mitch Grigg. You've sung his praises ever since you've sat in that chair.
Well, the reason I like him is because he can actually kick the ball, and when you've got a player who can kick it like
that's
an
weapon.
Elite leg, yeah. What you do is he's got great length, so he can clear the defence.
And he's a Norwood boy.
He'll pull the trigger on that inside kick, and then, unfortunately for Adelaide, it's Brody Smith, one or two blokes that really have the ability to do that. And one of the good things about the recruiting this year, Seedsman and Hampton and some of those
good
guys,
kickers.
They're all got that ability to do that.
Big year for Griggy.
It is.
There's a spot there for him, Bix.
Well, I like it. And like I mentioned, he is, if you're talking about endurance running, he's in the top three or four. So he has got a motor. So if that interchange, it comes back to 90 this year, but if it continues to come back, what that means is those endurance type athletes become really valuable.
With good legs.
So that might be something for Mitch Grigg, but he's hard. He's a pretty tough fella, doesn't complain too much. So I just like that type of player.
You gravitate to him. Mitch Grigg, our guest.